It's Thursday, January 8th, 2026. I'm Richard Davis with KNEW's Local News Now. Carrie Lake may be considering another run for statewide office, but this time it could be in Iowa. MS Now reports the twice-defeated Arizona candidate purchased a $60,000 condo in the city of Davenport, where she graduated from high school and attended the University of Iowa. Some speculate Lake could be eyeing the seat of Senator Chuck Grassley, who hasn't said whether he'll run for re-election in 2028. The Republican has represented Iowa for 45 years and would be 95 on Election Day if he's re-elected. Lake ran unsuccessfully for Arizona governor in 2022 and was defeated by Ruben Gallego for U.S. Senate in 2024. The city of Flagstaff will now require those attending city council meetings to go through a metal detector. Flagstaff bought the open gate devices to modernize security protocols. Until now, the city has only conducted bag searches by hand. Scott Overton is Flagstaff Public Works Director.
We've always had safe meetings. We want to continue to have safe meetings. That's always been our goal. So we just think this is one more nice addition that uses a good technology that's becoming more affordable for most communities.
Overton says there was no specific incident that caused the city to buy the devices. Attorney General Chris Mays wants state utility regulators to reconsider their approval of a large data center near Tucson. She has requested a new hearing before the Corporation Commission on the Project Blue Agreement with Tucson Electric Power, or TEP. The deal allows the utility to come to a private agreement for the project. But Mays says the arrangement is unconstitutional because only the commission has the authority to set rates for private power companies. Tucson officials have also filed for a rehearing, claiming the city was denied the chance to participate. Project Blue is set to use up to 15% of TEP's current electricity generation capacity. Senators Mark Kelly and Ruben Gallego are some of the more than two dozen Democrats asking the Trump administration about its diversion of the federal agencies to immigration work. More than 14,000 federal officers from the U.S. Marshals Service and the Department of Defense have been redirected to conduct ICE enforcement. An additional 8,500 state and local officers have also been trained to make ICE arrests. The letter from the Democrats say federal agents have been pulled away from critical investigations into child predators, drug traffickers, and others reassigned to arrest immigrants, most of whom have no criminal record. The Phoenix metro area may be the next target for the Trump administration's heightened immigration enforcement, as was seen last year in Los Angeles and Chicago. The Arizona Republic reports this weekend federal agents raided the parking lot of a Home Depot where large numbers of day laborers gather. ICE detained three people, including a U.S. citizen who was later released. The Bulwark reports federal authorities have selected Phoenix as a hub for renewed immigration enforcement throughout the Southwest. The Washington Post reports officials have sought facilities that can hold up to 80,000 people at a time. Kingman's 911 Dispatch Center is fully staffed for the first time in nearly a decade. The Kingman Daily Miner reports officials hope the six new employees will help decrease emergency response times and lead to fewer callers being put on hold to handle more urgent calls. In recent years, the dispatch center has made do with as few as just two staff working at any one time. That's even as they've seen their call volume increase by between 5 and 10% a year. Dispatch centers are short-staffed throughout the country, with 80% of 911 professionals saying their facility was understaffed. Payson officials closed a Christmas tree disposal site because they say too many residents were taking advantage of it by dumping general yard waste. According to the Payson Roundup, town officials advise residents to bring their trees to one of several landfills or green waste sites outside the city after too many people misused the free disposal area at the Payson Event Center. Meanwhile, Tonto National Forest officials say six green waste sites may be closed for several days this week as crews plan to conduct pile burns. Burns are planned north, east, and south of Payson, and smoke will be visible to residents. The Trump administration is suing Arizona Secretary of State Adrian Fontes after he refused a request to provide it with voter registration and election records. Fontes says federal and state laws prevent him from releasing those records, which contain personal information like dates of birth and social security numbers.
They're asking for sensitive personal identifying information that could subject Arizona voters to identity fraud or theft, and we're not going to do that.
Fontes says he's prepared to face jail time for denying the request. The Trump administration says it needs the records to ensure election integrity. Arizona is amongst 23 states the administration is suing for voter records. Elections across the country are run at the state and county level.
For KNU Local News Now, I'm meteorologist Lee Bourne. Finally, some winter weather, a sight for sore eyes. Snow coming down across northern and eastern Arizona right through our Thursday along a quick-moving and vigorous cold front. Snow levels down to 4,500 feet in elevation at times. Moderate to heavy snowfall. Travel will be difficult across the region, and snow advisories are in effect from the Grand Canyon country south through Flagstaff and the Mogollon Rim into the White Mountains. Also up in northeastern Arizona, the Defiance Plateau, Black Mesa areas, and Chuska Mountains. The heaviest snowfall will be coming down around Flagstaff mid-late morning into late afternoon and then gradually shifting off into eastern Arizona during the evening hours, clearing eastern Arizona by sunrise tomorrow. When it's all said and done, 2 to 5 inches of snow around the Flagstaff region, 4 to 8 along the Mogollon Rim, 6 to 10 inches for the White Mountains, and a couple inches of snow for the high deserts of Navajo and Apache counties. Lower elevations looking at half inch, inch of rainfall. A sunny, blustery Friday will follow in its wake. Mountain high temperatures struggling to reach 30 degrees. Temperatures then gradually moderate through a quiet weekend of weather ahead.
This is KNU's Local News Now.